Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I did not know if there was music at the beginning of this one. Go figure. Welcome. We are covering the week of May 21st through 28th. And when I say we, I mean that would be me, Zoe. This is a holiday weekend for everybody here in the States. We have Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day on Monday. And I wanted to look at the trends that are going on and really what I kind of found when I was looking at the date between the 21st and 28th of May is that it is almost all about what's going on in Gemini for everybody. And so just to kind of give you an overview about that, I mean, there are other things, and I am going to touch on them. But, you know, the main theme for all of us in this week ahead has to do with Gemini, which means this is a time where talking with other people or running into them someplace or hearing from them out of the blue or meetings that we set up, any focus on agreements, negotiations, sales, offers, anything involving our community activities, neighborhood, short trips that we might take. Gemini rules our brothers and sisters. It rules our neighbors. It rules our vehicles and electronics, what we write, the interviews and auditions. You know, so it's very strong communication and transportation energy that is affecting all of us in this week ahead. It's going to play out in a little bit different area for everybody. The reason it's so important, I think, has to do with the fact that Mercury is going backwards in this territory, and this is the territory that Mercury rules, so it makes this retrograde very powerful, and it is opening up a window for all of us to go get something right in one of those areas. It's kind of a do-over, a chance to go back and rethink something, run into that past person or situation or issue and face it and deal with it in a better way, hopefully. you might reconnect with somebody that you want to move forward with. There might be some releasing that needs to happen. Maybe you ended something poorly and you want a chance to do that better. So there's a lot of opportunity with this retrograde. Because it's in its own sign, all of these themes that I listed are, you know, the issues that could come up can be really intense. Miscommunications, transportation breakdowns, mechanical and electronic kind of malfunctions, communication issues, gosh knows I've been dealing with a lot of that. So you do want to kind of be wary of any of that going on. But this is, so we have Mercury retrograding here in the entire week ahead, and it's going to be active pretty much every single day that we look forward in this week ahead, which is, you know, pretty amazing in itself. So going back and rethinking, reworking, releasing, reconnecting, very, very important. At the same time Mercury is going retrograde in this area, Mars has shown up, and Mars is really heating up this energy and trying to get us to take action to move things forward. So moving forward requires something being dealt with here that is old, an old project, an old relationship, an old issue, an old opportunity. So Mars brings our passions to the surface so we can really get passionate about making this happen. Mars brings up anger to the surface so we can face it and deal with it. Mars brings up motivating forces to help us make things happen, and it's going to create more activity than what we would normally experience in this field. Today, the Sun moved into Gemini, so we now have a third energy at work, and this is a 30-day cycle that's kicking off. And when we have the Sun here, it's asking us to show up personally and get involved, or show up physically and get involved. It wants us in the center of whatever the story is. This may involve us signing something, putting our signature to it. It may involve our name or title. It may involve a focus on our body or our presence in the matter. It could involve our image or our brand or our needs being met. And so you may have a very strong need to go back and deal with something, and you'll have the passion or the motivation to go and do it. So that's pretty amazing. And when you look at this, I noted on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, where I put daily information up, that the last time we had these three in this sign working in this capacity was in the year 2002. So that kind of gives you some perspective as to, you know, how long you might have to wait to get this much cosmic energy supporting you, figuring out or working out whatever this is for you. So that's going on, and it's going to be very active most of the time. So you might just want to focus on that and nothing else. I don't know. But if I'm kind of looking forward to, like, oh, for everyone celebrating this holiday weekend, what do we have? What are we looking at here? Friday through Sunday, we have Leo moon kicking in and taking off. And I have to tell you guys, Friday, Saturday, Sunday look pretty fabulous. You know, outside of any kind of crazy run-in you might have with somebody from the past or, you know, a mechanical breakdown. Those things are always possible during Mercury retrograde. But what's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is that Leo moon is going to be moving through, you know, anything creative, recreational, fun, involving kids, involving your love life, and, you know, really getting our emotions in tune with that. And this Leo moon will align with Jupiter, which makes it bigger, makes it more happy, more prosperous, more expansive and growth, you know, potential in the mix. So this is really pretty amazing outlook for us going through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This particular moon will align in a favorable aspect to the Gemini, you know, energy field. So I do think that if you do run into somebody, or you want, you know, you call them up yourself or meet with them or whatever from the past, this should go fairly well over the weekend, Friday through Sunday. Or if you just want to write them something, or if it's not about a person, it's about a situation, and, it, you know, you're revisiting, maybe you're going back to your hometown, or maybe you're, you know, I don't know, whatever your past thing is, you definitely could see this kind of going in a positive flow. So I'm very happy to report that. Monday, however, is a completely different story, which is actually Memorial Day. Monday the 25th is filled with squares. Now, you know, on the one hand, squares are always challenging frictional energy patterns. So it may just be that everybody's busy, everybody's on the road, packing up things, running from here to there, trying to barbecue, trying to, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do. Or maybe you're trying to cover some of your workload even while you're off for the holiday. Or maybe you're not getting off for the holiday and it's just a really crazy day. But it's going to be very intense. So, it, you know, heading into this holiday extended weekend period, if you are trying to plan for this laid back, enjoyable, take it easy and, you know, play time, schedule it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And save Monday for really when you need to hit the ground running and deal with getting a lot of stuff done. Monday, I'm not going to break down probably for every sign. I don't know, maybe I will if we have time. But what I can say in general for that is what we have going on Monday. We have the moon squaring Saturn. So, you know, emotional needs that have to do with criticism or the details or health situations or the work or the paperwork or the pets or the coworkers or people you've hired, you know, the emotions are at odds with Saturn, with travel plans or people at a distance or legal, educational, media, wedding themes in the mix, or possibly an authority figure type like a parent or a boss. So we have that going on, coloring the day. We also have Mars squaring Neptune. Mars is in Mercury's territory. So there is action here in the local neighborhood or a short trip or, you know, a lot of passion or anger kind of sparked through talks or meetings or run-ins with past situations. And with squaring Neptune, this can be, you know, there could be somebody drinking too much, somebody, you know, a little weird. There could be something going on that you hear about that makes you jump into action that has to do with a hospital situation or an accident. And definitely Monday is a day to very much take care out on the roads and not to over-imbibe. It could be, you know, any kind of foggy, unforeseen, weird thing coming up that stirs up the Mars energy. Maybe there's an attraction that just feels, you know, inappropriate in the setting you're in or something as well. You know, Mars can be passion or anger or action. And then thirdly, on Monday, we have Venus squaring Uranus. You know, it's like, oh gosh, the rest wasn't enough. Thank you. And, you know, this is some kind of surprise or last minute change. And will affect Venus. So maybe with a woman, maybe about some kind of love or income situation, plays out in the fourth house. So it'll happen at your house or somebody else's house or over real estate or family matters. So, you know, Monday is just one heck of an intensely stressful or crazy, amped up, active day. That's all I got for you on that one, you know. For me, I would kind of schedule the fun stuff Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then maybe do cleanup. on Monday, or go to somebody else's house, you know. So then when we move forward in the rest of the week, we've got Tuesday, which is just pretty much Virgo themed. There's so many contacts from the Virgo moon energy. You'll just kind of click in on the daily or read your weekly and get all the breakdown for that. But Tuesday's back to work, back to organizing, cleanup, paperwork, health focus, pets, all of that kind of thing. And then Wednesday is very interesting. Wednesday, the 27th of May, is the day out of all this craziness that Mercury retrograde, Mercury is backing up through Gemini, going retrograde, and Mars storming forward with all of its vigor and passion and conquering energy run face to face into each other from two different directions, and they sit on the same degree. And so that becomes a highly, you know, pivotal day for the things that you can hear, the information you can learn, the things you can decide, the talks that happen that then lead to action that moves things in some kind of new direction. So again, things from the past or ongoing things that you're reworking, and then moving forward on it, Wednesday the 27th, major, major day with that. And then finally, Thursday the 28th, the moon aligns harmonically with Mercury retrograde. So Thursday the 28th is pretty pretty great when it comes to any of these talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, offers, agreements, sales, right? You know, any of the Mercury themes aligning with key relationships, meaning things going well involving a romantic partner, a business partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, or all your clients if you're putting something in motion, even dealing with the competition or opponents. You know, the news you hear or the information you impart or the decisions you make and all of that Mercury theme is going to line up very nicely with that on Thursday. So really Wednesday, Thursday, kind of the action, setting things in motion and things aligning really positively. Those 2 days look pretty fabulous too. So that's your overview, and tonight's show, we are going to start with Gemini, our sign of honor in the center of all this all this crazy, crazy energy. So, you know, starting with Gemini, really your focus this whole week ahead with Mercury retrograde, Mars, and the Sun in your sign is to focus on yourself. You know, that sounds selfish, but it is absolutely the time. You know, like I said, these guys haven't been all together in your sign in this capacity since 2002. So Gemini, if there's something you want to do that you really have a very strong personal tie to and you really want this, this is the time to go for it and connect with those past people or situations or opportunities and or deal with past issues and really put things on a new footing. And this is a fabulous time for Gemini in this week ahead to deal with anything involving their body, their image, their brand, their name, their title, their signature on the dotted line. And definitely remember that, you know, Mercury retrograde, so make sure that's something from the past or something ongoing that you're revising in some way if you do sign something. So, you know, it's all about you, Gemini, and you really are going to be kind of the center of attention in a lot of ways. So Friday through Sunday, all this good energy in Gemini is definitely going to mean that things can go really well for you guys, should be incredibly good for you guys, any kind of local or community activities you get involved in, or if you decide to take a short trip in the name of love or something creative or fun or with kids, should go really, really well. Definitely a good time for the writers, definitely a good time for, you know, any ideas that you're spinning or anything you want to try to pitch with people. Friday through Sunday, really good for Gemini. Monday, with all the crazy energy, like I said, I'm going to kind of leave that to you guys reading the breakdown on that because there's so much going on that day. Just do note that Monday is pretty, you know, intense. And when we get to Tuesday, Gemini, this is really going to focus you on what you do in your house or with real estate moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. Really good day to clean, organize, you know, get some work done, tackle health, pets, anything going on there. And then when we get into the Wednesday, Thursday, the 27th and 28th, again, we have this amazingly, you know, intense energy piled up in Gemini's sign. So you can meet with people, hear from people, get the offer coming through, get things signed, make the sales, definitely take things to that next level through the actions that you take. And we'll end up aligning favorably with kids, your love life, creative endeavors, or recreational themes by Thursday. For Cancer, you know, wow, you guys, I think I wrote when I was writing the weekly for you guys for next week that you guys have the most interesting thing going on. And I should know. I guess I'm a Cancer. I wasn't really thinking about me when I was writing it, but I do have to say that, you know, all of this intense energy that is trying to motivate, you know, wrapping up and rethinking and reworking past stuff, you know, fixing current things or retreating from them or slowing down so you figure out any issues. All the forward motion, all the involvement that you have on a personal level, it's happening in that mysterious, mystical 12th house for Cancer. That's why I'm saying it's so interesting. So, you know, on one level, a lot of things that are going to take place in this week ahead, as long as you remain involved in life, kind of have an upper hand of fate involved in them. Some things will just kind of magically come together or break apart that are meant to, you know, weird things that'll just kind of happen. So you can kind of just, you know, close your eyes and go with the flow if you'd like. But this is the area where we can really kind of confront and make changes with and make decisions about anything involving the muse. So anything with painting or music or film or poetry or dance or sculpture, it rules our spiritual life and practices. So, you know, going back and getting into meditation or yoga or making changes or reworking, maybe running into some past people through those practices, it rules magic. It rules your psychic abilities, and everybody does have psychic abilities. We've just had it so, you know, cut off and honed down, especially in the Western culture. So you might have a reawakening of that. It rules healing in hospitals. So it's definitely a time where if you need to go back and deal with some past or ongoing issue and take action and make it about you, this is a really important week to do so. It rules romance and the time that you have to either get away or something that's evolving secretly or privately in your romantic life. So again, Mars there can bring all the passion and action going on, you physically in the mix, and Mercury retrograde, this could be somebody from the past or some issue from the past you're working out. What am I leaving out? Spiritual, romantic, artistic, healing, hospitals, research and development would be the other area. So again, the week ahead can hold a lot of potential through working things out in those areas. So when we get to like the Friday through Sunday period that I think is going to go so well, you know, this is highly creative and Cancer, you might be showing off your things, your possessions. You might be making some purchases that are all about having fun and being creative and being in love. You know, maybe you're the one hosting the Memorial Day party. I don't know. you could be making money in creative ways. Somebody may approach you over this time period. And all of this aligns favorably with what's going on in this behind-the-scenes, mystical, magical, weird arena that you're having everything happen in. And then, you know, but this should all go really, really well. So, you know, get in there and enjoy yourself. And then when we get to Monday and all that crazy energy, just like with all the signs, I'm just going to kind of let you guys read the breakdown in the weekly for that because there's so much going on there. Just do make note that Monday the 25th is probably not the easy laid-back day. Well, it just definitely is not. It's just going to be pretty crazy. And then when we get to Tuesday the 26th for Cancer, this is like definitely a day for writing, for talks and meetings and agreements and sales and brothers and sisters and neighbors and, you know, short trips, anything that's in your third house. And it might be work-related, might be health-related, maybe something with your pets or paperwork. All of this is kind of, there's a lot of activity there. And then the Wednesday through Thursday, the 27th and 8th, again, highlights that 12th house You're going back over things. You're reconnecting with past people. You're letting go of current things that you've outgrown. You're fixing things that are broke. You're looking at your choices and decisions that have to do with healing, hospitals, romance, artistic interests, spiritual practices, and research and development. The thing that is going so well with this is that there's going to be action coming out of it on Wednesday that gives you a fresh start. And Thursday, it aligns favorably with the home, the parent, the roommate, the family, the real estate move or renovation that's going on around it. So there you have it. For Leo, Mercury retrograde, Mars going forward and getting you all amped up with activity, and the Sun throwing you into the middle of all of it, and I should say with Mercury retrograde asking you to go back and deal with past people or situations or rework current things. It's all focused around your social field this week ahead. You're going to have way more activity than you've had here in many, many years, 13 years to be exact. So Leo, this is all about friends, so and parties and gatherings and group activities and the internet. It could tie in with astrology or charities. It could involve your personal aspirations. It could involve your freedom or your original projects. So this is where all the action is in the week ahead. This is where you need to show up and become, you know, kind of the center of attention, or make it about you, or you know, sign your name to something, or make sure it's passed, though. And this is where you can really fix stuff or rethink things and get a better perspective of it, and address those passions or what it is you want to see happen or any anger issues, you know? So there's a lot there. So for Leo, you know, Friday through Sunday, this looks really nice. It aligns beautifully with your sign. So definitely anything that puts you in there socially and anything that is fun or with kids or creatively or with lovers, or maybe you're going to connect with somebody that you fall for in one of these social arenas, this should all go really, really well Friday through Sunday. And then Monday the 25th, that's the challenging day. That's the crazy, intense day. So, you know, try to schedule yourself appropriately. That'll be, you know, really wild. When we get to Tuesday the 26th, for Leo, this is a day where making money really kind of comes into alignment with a lot of other planets. It could be a really good day for dealing with your possessions or making purchases as well. And then Wednesday and Thursday, again, all this social energy, your aspirations, your original stuff, your parties, gatherings, friends, groups, the internet, any of this, charities, whatever you're involved in this big social theme, you see Wednesday kicking into really big activities here set in motion. You might get an offer to do something or an invitation, or you might connect with somebody and invite them, and then it's on, and you start to see things start to come together to happen. And by Thursday, we have this beautiful alignment that means, you know, you can have that meeting or agreement or get that offer. You know, it's all coming together between Wednesday and Thursday. So mark your calendars accordingly. For Virgo, all of this energy is really about, you know, the apex of your chart, meaning what was highest in the sky at the moment you were born. And this is typically the things you strive towards. So for Virgo, it has to do with those big goals. It has to do with your career, your reputation, fame, or notoriety. And it also has to do with those people that you see as higher up than you. So the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, people like that. So in this week ahead, the goals, the career, and these higher up people are really going to be at the center of your play. And this is about you going back and dealing with old issues, reconnecting with past people, past opportunities and situations, anything that you're going over and kind of with a fine-tooth comb that is an ongoing situation to work out issues. You might have some retreating or some exiting of current things going on in these situations as everything is kind of turning around. But Mars is going to help you take action and really come from passion and stand out. The Sun is definitely going to help you stand out, show up, and make it about you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. All of this is really a big deal for you guys. So, you know, talk about it, look at the agreements, negotiate terms, ask for it, sign it if it's old or something ongoing coming back around. Friday through Sunday for Virgo, really, really positive, and definitely, you know, focuses in on your goals or the authority figures, higher ups, and the career status, or one of the other, but really put some really fun things, some really beautiful things going on behind the scenes here. So you might align your goals with healing and hospital matters. You might align your goals with a romantic getaway. You might align your goals with spiritual practices or artistic projects or research and development. All these should go really, really well Friday through Sunday. Or even if it's rest and recuperation and you're enjoying this long holiday weekend, it looks very pleasurable and like you will reach your goal. Monday is the crazy day, so try to, you know, not overschedule yourself for Monday. Realize everyone's going to be on that cutting hard edge on Monday. Tuesday is going to be about you, Virgo, because the moon's in your sign, and it's a very active day as well because the moon's making a lot of contacts. So you really can put yourself at the center of everything, focus on your body, your name, your title, your signature, your brand, or your personal needs, and anything that is Virgo-related, like health or work or paperwork or pets or the environment, that kind of thing. And then Wednesday, Thursday, we see everything coming together for you guys when it comes to this goal, career, reputation, fame, or higher up person. So Wednesday is when you, you know, again, connect with that decision or offer or meeting or talk focused on the past thing or the ongoing thing that's developing here. And it comes together with Mars, which means now whatever this decision or offer is, you can see things start to move, that start to happen. And then we see the beautiful alignment on Thursday, which means making money or dealing with some kind of possessions or making a purchase can fall into line with this very positively. For Libra, I am taking a sip of my drink, darlings. So hold on one second. Okay, for Libra, you know, this is all active in your ninth house, what's going on in this week ahead, May 21st through the 28th. Libra, you know, the ninth house is the higher mind, the ideals that we hold. And so it's really going to ask you to focus on what you learn or teach, educational themes, travel or foreign interests or people, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, legal matters, weddings, religion, politics, very big in one or several of those topics. You probably know which one you want to dive into and make this week about. Maybe you have a couple of these on your plate, but this is where it's at. And so Mercury's letting you guys go rethink something here or rework it. You might run into past people through doing some of this. You might, figure something out in some ongoing situation. You might have current things reverse or change or take a new direction, you know, that you weren't expecting. All of this is to help you guys figure out what it is you need to figure out in this area. And Mars is definitely going to bring the passion and the activity and amp up everything going on here more so than you've had. And the sun is going to throw you right into the center of the mix. So you're going to be personally involved or physically involved, or it's your signature on it, or your name or title or brand or image that's tied in. So this is your main theme for this week ahead. And Friday through Sunday, all of that, you know, you can pick one of these things and involve a friend or associate or involve the group or involve the internet or tie it in with a charity or astrology or make it about your freedom or your aspirations or your original ideas. This should be incredibly enjoyable, very much all about, you know, happiness for you guys over this weekend. So Friday through Sunday, if you want to travel or have a visitor from far away, if you want to sign the legal documents, as long as it's something passed, if you want to work on that media project with the friend or the marketing campaign or sign up for the class, or, you know, attend the wedding, any of these themes, they come together in that social context very positively for Libra. Monday is the intense kind of crazy day. Definitely don't overschedule yourself on Monday. Take it easy with other people on Monday. You might be able to get a lot done in the areas that end up being highlighted, but it can be very frustrating or challenging energy, and everyone's going to be feeling it. So try to plan accordingly for that. If you're going to be traveling and doing a lot on that day, try to make everything as simple as it can be and work ahead of time to plan it all. Tuesday is definitely going to be kind of a behind-the-scenes retreat energy day, so you might just rest and recuperate from all the craziness. You might be researching something. You might be working in some kind of or dealing with some kind of healing or hospital energy. It might be about a romantic, get together on Tuesday. It could be about your artistic project or spiritual practices, but definitely kind of pulling back and gathering your energy there. And then Wednesday and Thursday, everything really starts to click into place when we look at legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, and political themes for you. Mercury retrograde brings it together with Mars, so now you do see action coming from this talk or offer or news or you know, decision that you're making in one of these areas. And by Thursday, it aligns with the sign of Libra in a very favorable aspect. So you can see that it's really going to kind of go well for you, or you're going to be able to find the solution here. For Scorpio, all this intense energy that is coming together for the first time since 2002 is playing out in your eighth house. So for Scorpio, it's the deepest part of the sky, meaning that this can be a week ahead where really you want to wrap up those old projects, reconnect with those past people, gather up the information, work on any kind of issues you have with ongoing projects, have your talks and meetings and sign your agreements with the past stuff, focusing on the financial side of things. So on the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the royalties, investments, settlements, partners' money, or any other one that I left out. Definitely a really important power-packed week for the financial topics and rethinking or renegotiating or you know, going back over things and getting it right to move ahead in those areas. And you can expect people from your past to be vital in this, or people or situations, you know, coming back around. And for the eighth house on a personal level, the week ahead could be all about your sex life. You know, here we got Mercury retrograde, so someone from the past. Here we have, or if it's a current person, you know, someone more recent than, you know, a talk that, you know, settles some kind of issue from the past. And then Mars, which is all about passion and action, and you being physically in the mix. So this would definitely be a week for a lot of sex or a lot of attraction with somebody. So finances, sex, this is also about divorce. So you could be heading back to the drawing board with divorce topics and agreements and negotiations over decisions that form around that. And Mars can bring a lot of passion or anger to the surface over those themes and put you, your name, your needs at the center of that situation. And then this can also be about reproductive needs. So if you need to go back and take care of any of that, it can be about a death or a birth. So you might hear about, you know, something going on with that from somebody that you know, and you're going back and kind of taking action and showing up for that. And it rules third-party situations, triangles or third-party situations. You know, third-party situations tend to be working triangles, and triangles tend to be, you know, those jealous themes. So you might be going back over some of that topic and, you know, reworking it in a better way. So it's a lot, right? Scorpio, it's a lot of heavy stuff. But you've got more energy working for you here than you've had in 13 years in this week ahead. So you do want to dive in. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all of this or one of these themes in particular is going to align very favorably to reaching a goal or to connecting with a higher up or authority figure type person who can help, or in connecting this some way to your career momentum. So, you know, it is a holiday weekend, but it definitely seems like, you know, you might reach that financial goal, or there might be, you know, maybe it's a sexual goal or a divorce goal, you know. But you can work through this over the 3 days, Friday through Sunday. And then Monday is the crazy day. So Monday you want to maybe back off a bit or just pick one battle and work it. There's just a lot going on that day, and everyone's going to be a little bit edgy. Tuesday is going to be a social day for Scorpio. Tuesday is the 26th fantastic day for friends and gatherings and group activities and the internet and anything tied to astrology or charities, any of your associates or social networking, and any way this ties in with your aspirations or original ideas. So set Tuesday aside to, you know, follow into that pathway. Definitely can be really good for work or for, you know, anything healthy living kind of thing for you going on in those areas. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we get back to that eighth house. So it's the sex, divorce, finances, third party matters, mortality issues, birth, reproductive needs. And this should really be setting the stage for things to move forward now. Mars is with Mercury on Wednesday, so we've got a lot of, you know, talking and news and information back and forth, and then all of a sudden we see action taking place here. Again, this could trigger passion or anger as well moving forward, but this is fresh start energy. And then by Thursday, things are aligning beautifully in some kind of behind-the-scenes, private energy field. So maybe the romance kicking up here, maybe something spiritual or artistic aligning favorably with the financial field of the eighth house, or it may be something in healing or hospitals or research and development. All of this is definitely looking positive. For Sagittarius, this week ahead is so much about your key relationships. So, you know, whether this is a big focus for you on your romantic / marriage partner, if it's about a business partner, if it's about your clients, seeing a specialist or an expert or an attorney or agent or dealing with the competition, this week is where it's at. Again, all this personal planetary energy here for the first time since 2002, focusing on this for you with Mercury retrograde. Is going to give you a chance to go back over old issues, old opportunities, to reconnect with past people, to bring past ideas you had back around through current people, to see a change. Maybe there'll be a retreat or, you know, a pulling back from a current relationship to give you the space to figure something out. Maybe you go back over an old idea with a current relationship, you know. So you're looking at the talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and offers and decisions that involve these key people. And Mars really kicking everything into high gear and bringing a lot of action here. And then the Sun being about you being right at the center of it. So it focuses on you, your needs, your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, moving forward via this partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, whoever it is. So Friday through Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this, you know, it's all about this person and something really aligning beautifully with this person or through this person that should be favorable in a legal way, through media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through travel, through educational realms, through a wedding, or anything religious or political. So, you know, figure out who it is you want to connect with and go down one of those roads Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday's the crazy day. Try to schedule yourself less active. You know, it's going to be highly active, so make sure you've got enough time for everything. People will be a little volatile on Monday, so, you know, keep it in mind. Tuesday the 26th for Sagittarius, all about career or fame or reputation or a big goal you're trying to reach, or dealing with some kind of authority figure, you know, your boss, your parent, the judge. So Tuesday, a lot of work can get done here, a lot of details, definitely just a lot of going on in those areas. And then back Wednesday and Thursday, the 27th and 8th, we're back to that relationship for Sag, back to your partner, your representative, your specialist, your clients, your competition. And these days should definitely kick things into high gear. Wednesday being the day where you hear the news or offer, or you have the talk or meeting or make the big decision that sets things in motion. Again, motion moving forward, Mercury involving that past topic in the mix. And then by Thursday, you've got this harmonic alignment with this key person, and it aligns to your aspirations, your freedom, your original projects, your friends, groups, parties, gatherings, events, the internet. I would definitely say anybody out there who's internet dating, that those 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, looks really good. But any kind of thing you would be attending or throwing together that would bring people together, really good for Sag and their key relationships. Capricorn, you know, all of this stuff in the week ahead has to do with either retreating from or going back over the past when it comes to your job, when it comes to health matters, paperwork, coworkers, people you hire, pets, organizing cleanups, anything in that, you know, kind of being of service and taking care of those themes. So Mercury will help you reconnect with past people or release current situations, and figure out anything that's off so you can get it right. Mars will push you forward. Sun will throw you into the mix personally or physically, make it about you. So, you know, focus on your health, focus on what you can do with, you know, progressing your work through past opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. Your name on the paperwork, make sure it's something past. So Friday through Sunday, you know, all of this really is working very positively, and it aligns to this, the deep part of the chart. So there may be some really great financial connection here for you to take advantage of. There also may be something sexual going on. So, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm so terrible. I was just thinking about the cleaning. I'm just like picturing you like in the maid outfit, you know, doing the cleaning like they do in those French maid outfits in the movies and all the sex, you know. So there may be some, there may be something going on with a sexual attraction and somebody that you work with, or something going on, you know, in one of those areas. Maybe somebody you hire. Divorce, if you're trying to deal with paperwork and divorce, really good weekend to get through that stuff as well. So, you know, tend to the details and definitely look in the areas of finance, sex, and divorce for good things playing out. And then Monday's the crazy day. So just, you know, realize everyone's going to be running and crazy and intense and on edge, and pace yourself and try not to overbook yourself or overstress yourself. Tuesday the 26th, they'll turn attention to the ninth house for Capricorn. So this is about travel or people at a distance you're dealing with. It's about legal stuff that you need to take care of, weddings, anything with media or marketing or educational pursuits. All this stuff could, you know, be stuff you can tackle on Tuesday the 26th. Then you're back on the 27th to your Mercury and Mars theme. So we're back to work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, pets, and any kind of organizing or cleaning. So Wednesday, you know, hey, you can hear the information, the offer, sign the agreement, make the sale, write things up, you know, talk with people, make your choices. Take care of that past interest in the mix and move things forward via Mars. And then by Thursday, you've got something really kind of harmoniously aligning with the career or the goals in the mix, or with that authority figure in the mix. For Aquarius, our week ahead really has to do with the past coming back around, past people, past situations, with current things slowing down, or you going back over old issues with current situations, or you walking away from current situations, and then all the passion and anger and active energy of Mars and the solar energy throwing Aquarians, you know, personally or physically into this mix. And it's going to be about your love life or lover. It's going to be about kids. It's going to be about creative projects or recreational pursuits. So not too bad, really. You know, it sounds like you guys are getting a big do-over in these areas. So Friday through Sunday, all about going back and, you know, some opportunity you have to reconnect with that past lover or past issue with a current lover, or getting over the breakup if that's where you're at, or something that you're doing that you used to do with kids or creative projects or fun. And it's aligning favorably to relationships. So you've got that, you know, romantic partner in it, or you've got the right attorney or agent or client or specialist or expert in it with you Friday through Sunday if you reach out for it. And then by Monday, we've got this kind of crazy, intense, radical energy. So you want to pace yourself, not overschedule, try not to get too frustrated, don't have a blow up you'll regret later. And you might be able to get a lot done on that day, but just remember everybody will be edgy. Tuesday the 26th is the sexual part of Aquarian's chart. It's also about divorce, and it's about any big financial matter, taking care of the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the commissions, the royalties, you know, whatever the financial topic might be. So Aquarians, set Tuesday aside to really get in there and tackle the details, or enjoy yourself with what you can get done when it comes to finances, the sex life, or divorce. And then Wednesday and Thursday of next week, the 27th and 28th, we're back into that true love, fun, creative, and kid themes. You may have one of these going on in this whole week ahead, or several of these going on. So you kind of know your own life and what you're really going to be going back over, reworking, rethinking, moving forward on. Mars is going to stir it up and help you motivate on Wednesday the 27th. And then by Thursday, this aligns very favorably to a trip or what you do legally or with a wedding, or anything that ties into education or media or religion or politics with this kid, lover, creative project, or fun thing you're doing. For Pisces, I have to take a sip of my drink. You know, I think this house is dry, man. That's all I can say tonight. It just feels dry. All right. So for Pisces, and remember, we started with Gemini, so I still have Aries and Taurus to get through. Pisces, you know, all this energy, you know, Mercury taking you back over the past, helping you reconnect with past people and situations, work out old issues, move away from things you've outgrown, deal with mix-ups or whatever's going on, and Mars really helping you motivate and make things happen more so than you've been able to in many, many years, and share the passion or deal with the anger issues and motivate. And the sun throwing you personally or physically into it is all happening in the fourth house. So this is about what's going on in the home, what's going on with real estate, you know, deals, buying, selling, what's going on with a move or a renovation, what's going on with family, parents, roommates, anything at that core root of your chart. So very, very busy week ahead. And Friday through Sunday, this is really about the good energy going on here, the potential, you know, if you have people that you haven't seen in a while, come by the house, or you see them in your real estate if you're into that, or, you know, if you move and run into people from your old hood, whatever it is, maybe it's a family thing and it throws you into the midst of a lot of people you haven't seen in a while. This looks like it should go really, really well, and it links very favorably to the sixth house, so you might be able to see something nice coming out of anything healthy that's tied in with this, anything that's about paperwork being signed, anything about your job, anything about people you hire or coworkers or the pets in the middle of all this. It should go really, really well and be enjoyable for you guys. Monday the 25th, crazy day, lots of action, lots of friction, lots of challenge, motivation, but really, really on edge day. So remember that when dealing with people, pace yourself, don't overbook yourself. Tuesday the 26th for Pisces, all about relationships. So definitely a day, you know, to get together with the attorney, the client, the specialist, the you know, partner, the even tackling the competition. This is the day to set aside for that. And then Wednesday the 27th, Thursday the 28th, we're back with this really heavily focused energy on your home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So you want to really get in there and again, talk, field offers, sign documents if they're past stuff, renegotiate terms, you know, make sales, whatever the communication energy is and that brings in the past, and then taking action moving forward with Mars. And by Thursday the 28th, there's something very positive playing out here for Pisces that is financial, sexual, or divorce themed, and how that relates to this home, family, property kind of topic. For Aries, you know, Mercury retrograding, Mars pushing things forward, being your ruling energy, the sun putting the spotlight on you in the mix, all in Gemini's third house, which is Aries' third house. Wow, what a week you guys have ahead of you. So truly, Aries, you know, if you have an idea you want to pick back up from the past and push forward, if there's new terms you want on old agreements, if there's someone from the past you want to pick up the phone and talk to or meet with, if there's an old issue you want to hammer out, if there's a sale that you want to rework in some way, if there's something going on with a brother, sister, neighbor that you want to go back over, reconnect and move forward in a new way, if you want to get way more active in your community, your neighborhood, through short trips, if you want to do something about some past issue going on with a vehicle or electronic need, your writing, your interviews, offers, or a big decision, I know it's a lot. One or several of these are really going to be everything that your week ahead is going to be about. So Friday through Sunday, all this local short trip, talking, meeting, running into the past is going to tie in really favorably for Aries into something creative, recreational, involving the kids, or involving your love life or slash lover if you're in a relationship. So there's something really nice that you can enjoy and see some growth opportunity here in the talks and meetings and run-ins and ways that things are working out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday is crazy day. Monday's the day where all the energy is jarring in squares to each other. So there's going to be a lot of raw nerves and frictional energy and people trying to run around and get everything taken care of before they get back to their regular life. So keep that in mind when dealing with people. Try to pace yourself on that day. By the time you get to Tuesday the 26th, Aries, this is all about, you know, work potential. Lots of, you know, things falling into place for your job or with paperwork or with coworkers, people you hire, or anything health-related or with the animals. Tuesday is your day to set that. And then Wednesday and Thursday, the 27th and 28th, Aries, you know, again, you're back to your Mercury retrograde, Mars, and the Sun in Gemini. So really, talks, meetings, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, short trips, local activities, siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and big decisions. And I did that off the top of my head in a Mercury retrograde. Probably left something out, but I don't think I did. So, you know, Wednesday is definitely the day where you can hear about it or make the decision and take action and either let that thing go from the past or reconnect with it and rework it. And Thursday, whatever this is aligning very favorably with a romantic partner, a business partner, a client or clients, a specialist, an expert, a agent or attorney or other kind of representative. So yay. And Taurus, our last sign for the show tonight. Taurus, this Mercury retrograde taking you back over past people and issues and opportunities, letting you see any kind of issues in ongoing situations so you can rethink things, giving you Mars here to really take things forward in some new direction, to motivate, to deal with any anger, to deal with your passions about what's going on. And the Sun here really throwing you into the center of the situation. You're showing up. You're taking the lead. You're personally or physically involved, or your name's on the bottom line. This is all about making money in this week ahead for Taurus, or it's about big purchases or your possessions. So this is where it's at. Expect a lot of past and forward motion and activity around those themes. Friday through Sunday, this is all about how this can tie in very favorably to some happy moments or luck working on your side when it comes to what's happening in your home or somebody else's home or about real estate or renovations or moves or that ties in with family, parents, or roommates. So definitely look at ways to make money, deal, show off your possessions, or make purchases that tie in here over this long weekend. And then by Monday, it's your crazy day. So, you know, it's everybody's crazy day. There's going to be a lot of frictional energy. There's going to be a lot of, you know, running here and there and getting things back on track, and everybody will be edgy. So take that into consideration. You may be able to get a lot done, but definitely it can be a volatile day. And then by Tuesday, the energy aligns in a beautiful area for Taurus. It's very much about your creativity on the job, or it's about something that is really kicking into gear with a lover or the kids or something recreational. It could have a work relationship to it, or there could be something health-oriented or paperwork-oriented going on here. So that's where all the energy is on Tuesday. And then Wednesday the 27th and Thursday the 28th, we are back focusing on income, possessions, and purchases. Wednesday is incredibly intense because you can run into that last person or deal with that old project or issue or interest or opportunity and make something happen through the, you know, the pitch, the offer, the interview, the agreement, the decision. And so that's a very motivating, active day. And then by Thursday, the 28th, this aligns in this beautiful harmonic alignment with your work, with your paperwork, with the coworker or the person you've hired. It also could have some kind of connection to health or animals, maybe if you're making a purchase for, you know, something going on there. So definitely a pretty amazing week that we're looking forward to here for all of the signs. I wish everybody a fantastic holiday weekend. It is Zoe Moon from Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week at the same time. So enjoy your holiday weekend, and I will talk with you then.